We're in Siman Shin Mem and Sif Yud Gimel. Okay? So there's a Mishnah Berurah, so you Sif Katan Mem Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm halfway through the Mishnah Berurah. So there's a dot in the middle. He talks about Velikroya Igeres Hamachutom. You see it? Jonathan?
Yeah.
You see it? Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So do you see the Mishnah Berurah in the Sifkat Mem Aleph?
Yes.
Okay. So in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, there's like, it's about halfway through the Mishnah Berurah, he talks about a case of Velikroya Igeres Hamachutam. Person wants to open up the malach he's dealing with over here is the malach of Korea of tearing. And he wants to tear open a sealed letter. The Birlacha will present, there's two scenarios when he talks about opening up a letter. One of them is where the envelope and the letter are two separate entities, and you're ripping up the envelope, and the result is that you've destroyed the envelope, but you did it for the benefit of getting the contents. Okay, and there's another scenario where the letter is folded on itself and sealed, and when you tear open, the item that you're tearing is now becomes a readable letter. So you're making a tikkun directly in that item that you're tearing. So we're differentiating between the two cases. The Bir Locha differentiates between the two cases. He says in the scenario where you're actually tearing open that the letter itself is folded on itself and you're tearing it open, and now you're able to read it, that'll be Malacha Deraisa of Kareya. You're tearing it open in a way which makes it's beneficial because now you can use it. So it's Malacha Deraisa, you can't ask a goy to do it for you either. In a case where you're tearing the envelope and the envelope is really being destroyed, but meanwhile you're able to get the contents out, so in the item which you're doing the act of Kareya in, there isn't any benefit. The overall thing is something which is beneficial, but the item which you're doing it in, so that might only be the Rabbanon. And then you could argue, that would be considered Malacha Shenitzchuk L'Gufa. The Malach you're doing, you don't have any need for it. It's in the envelope. You need it for the letter, so that's the Rabbanon. And then the Mir La'akum should be Shus to Shus. So the case would be a real need, you'd be allowed to do it, to ask the guy to do it. So like this, Afilim Nizor Shalom Yishbra Oisiyos HaChasim. A person be careful not to break the letters of the seal. Rak Yikra HaNor Shesviva, you're going to tear the seal out, keep the seal intact. Picture they used to use like a wax seal to seal it, and a person would put his signet stamp on the wax, so you'd be tearing letters or pictures when you break the seal. So he wasn't going to break the seal. He was going to remove the seal attached to the paper still. Everybody agrees that's going to be usher to do. If you learn Malay in Yehudi, to tell a guy to do it. So in a case where it's a tzara gadol, you're allowed to. We have shoes to shoes is permitted for mitzvah. Shoes to shoes is permitted for certain cases of. Hefzid gadol or tzarech gadol. So here at the tzarech gadol, if there would be a tzarech gadol to know what the contents of the letter are, you'd have a guy tear it open. Ubaguda kosuv shiur melani yehudi en yachol likroyso kos mancha en pesuach. The guda suggests that you do remes, you do hinting. So then I'm not asking the guy to open it up for me. I'm saying, you know, I can't read it while it's. While it's sealed, if the guy chaps and opens it up for you, less than well, that's not our concern. We have no issues with that. So Remez gets around the goy is not doing the melacha for you. I didn't ask him to do it. What about the issue that you're benefiting from the action of the goy? That's still a problem. So it's not really considered a benefit because you're just removing the impediment to that which you want, which is the letter which is inside. So that's important. You saw it in Hanoa, that removing an impediment is not considered benefiting from the malach of the goy. In regards to this isser, that you can't benefit from the malach of a goy, removing the impediment is mutter. Okay, now...
So, borer issues?
Borer.
I mean, isn't it like an orange? Like you peel the orange off, peel off, and you get to the fruit. So you're peeling off the envelope and you're getting to the good.
Right, so over there, it's considered borer. I mean, it's a funny borer, but it's considered borer because it's attached. Over here, it's not attached. There's no tarubus between the two things. They're really, you know, they're independent, you know. What's the word I'm looking for? They are independent of each other, but they're distinct from each other. So the first definition of a borer always is that there's, is there tarubus. So if they're distinct, there's no tarubus, there's not a problem with borer.
You're saying by the envelope?
Right.
And I thought, like in a case of a cylinder, let's say you have dried apples on the bottom and something else on the top, and you want to get to the bottom item. So we say you're allowed to, don't we say that you're allowed to remove the top
right, layer? Right, that's not an act of borer. Right, it's not considered an act of borer.
That's not borer.
I'm not choosing one from the other, I'm just removing... I'm removing this thing which is in the way to get to what's beneath it. My goal isn't an act of bravery in that situation. That's called siluk, and siluk mishabura holds his mutter. Okay. Now, the viralochas over here are quite extensive. They start on the page before. And one of the questions which we have over here is the case which the Shulchan Aruch mentioned in Sefer Gimel was a person wants to take a earthenware pot or some type of earthenware item and break a piece off and use that piece to store something of that sort. So you can't do that because you're making it into a usable kli for that purpose by breaking it off. The same thing, you said you can't tear paper to use it for some purpose because it's like you're making a kli. If I want to use my paper as a bookmark and it's too large, so I rip half of it off. I made a usable bookmark. That's the problem. So the question is, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch mention the problem is because of Kareya? So the Mishnah Berurah did mention there is potentially... there is a kareya element involved in it also, because it's kareya manas the sock, and even though it wasn't tearing it with intent of sewing it back up, which that's the paradigmatic case of kareya, is the case of the mission was a person tore it with intent to re-sew it, i.e. they're making the sewing together the areas of the mishkan. And the sewing got puckered up a little bit. It wasn't laying smooth. So you take out those stitches with the intent to re-sew those stitches. So it's Kareya Manas Litvor. The Mishnah Berurah is clear that Kareya Manas Lissaken, even though it's not Amanas Litvor, a person's doing it with intent to, not to re-sew it, but some benefit is going to be Melacha D'Oraisa of Kareya. So a person would tear an item into pieces to be able to use the pieces. So you're b'chayv because of kareya, because it's a beneficial use out of the pieces. So now the question was, so why did the Shulchan Aruch only mention tearing the paper? The problem is you're making a kli. Why didn't he mention that you're also involved in the malach of kareya? So he says, take a look at the Bir Halacha. But the Bir Halacha deals with that question. So he introduces two answers to this question. Number one, he brings from Echad min Acharonim, as he calls it, one of the Acharonim. I guess he's going to argue with it very strongly. He doesn't want to say who it is by name. It's a Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the Malach of Kriya has to be similar to the way it was in the Mishkan, which was they had Urias. Urias were made out of a woven material of different pieces put together, and then you would sew the pieces together. You would weave pieces, each one was 4 amas wide and 28 amas long or 30 amas long. And then you would stitch them together. So you print together pieces, which independent pieces. So it's separate pieces. And then you tear those separate pieces, one from the other, in the case where it bunched up and it didn't sit well. So you're dealing with attaching large pieces and detaching, or not a large piece, you're attaching various pieces and detaching various pieces. But what would it be if you have a case where you have one sheet where it's the whole thing is just one continuous piece of paper or one continuous bag or something of that sort? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav wants to say that's not the malach of Kareya. The paradigm of Kareya, of tearing, was that you were tearing something on a seam between two pieces. That was the case of the Mishkan. But the more that's clear in the Gemara, that they would have to tear out the stitches and re-sew it. So that's the paradigm. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav wants to say that it would come out of a person would, the mashal we mentioned yesterday, so one of the examples, one of the malachas of Kareyas is the opposite of Tofer. And whatever there's a din of Tofer on sewing, there's a din of Kareya on it, and vice versa. Right? So whatever, and there's not a din of Tofer, there's not a din of Kareya. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to mention in Sif Yudalad that besides the malach of Kareya, which is, of Tofer, which is sewing, a tolda of Tofer is gluing or sealing, connecting two things together through some force. It could be glue. It could be heat pressure, which melts the two together a little bit, like you're at the top of the many bags of different items. So those are all cases of Tofer. Now, if a person pulls them apart, that'll be Kareya. If that's Tofer, this is Kareya. So now, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if a person has a bag of chips and wants to open it up, so if he pulls on the top and separates the two sides of the top, there you have it. You had a something holding them together. The heat with the pressure sealed the two together. Now you're taking it apart. That's going to be Kareya, because it's two pieces independent, which were brought together through an act of Tofer, and now you're tearing them apart through an act of Kareya. Shulchan Aruch Rav, if you would tear the body of the plastic, the main body of all the plastic, which in the, of the bag, all around the potato chips, that wouldn't be Kareya. Because Kareya is only when you have two pieces which have been put together through an act of tefira, taking them apart. So according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's much better in halacha to tear the actual body of the bag as opposed to the place where the bag is sealed, the two sides of the bag are sealed together. The Mishnah Berurah,
destroy the bag?
Well, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you don't destroy the bag. It's not Kareya, tearing the bag itself. Kareya is only if you're tearing the places where they've been sewn together. Over here, meaning glued together or whatever. But the Bir Locha is very strong against the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He brings the Nishu Zalim, suggested such a pshat, and he brought the Shami says, but fair is not like that. The Shami says explicitly that on leather, the Malacha of Kareya applies. Well, what do you mean the Malacha? What do you mean the Malach of Kareya applies on leather? It's a one long contiguous piece of leather. And that's the case of the Yerushalmi, that the Malach of Kareya applies. So that's clearly not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Even the body of the item itself, not where it's connected to something else, there is a Malach of Kareya. Okay, so then the question still stands. So according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, we understand over here why the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, which is following the lead of the Rambam, did not mention Kareya. And the answer is because you rip a piece of paper apart, piece of paper is not perceived like with separate pieces, which you then sew together. It's one piece. You're ripping the piece itself. So ripping the piece itself is not the malach of Karan Shulchan Aruch, is not the malach of Kareya. So you would answer the kasha, why didn't Shulchan Aruch mention Kareya according to Shulchan Aruch Rav? However, the Mishnah Berurah comes out not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, so you're left with the question, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch say the problem over here is Kareya? So the Bir Lacha says, okay, this on his side, that this kalacha, that Kareya, if you need it, it should be for the purpose of a tikkun. The tikkun has to be on both sides of the tear. So, the case where I'm opening up something to use, so the case of the bag, I tear it open, so I want the bag to stay intact. I should hold the things until I get everything out. So, I want this side of the tear, I want that side of the tear. I want both sides of the tear. Okay, so I'm ripping something off, I'm discarding part of it, and I'm using the remaining part, or vice versa. I'm tearing something off and using the part that I tore off, and the rest I'm going to discard. So it comes out there was no tikkun done on both sides of the tear. So the Bir Lacha suggests that case will not be the malacha of Kareya. Okay. Then we spoke about the difference between the container and the where the letter itself is. Okay, we spoke about that. So basically, just the simple reading over here. It's not really. If even tearing paper is problematic. Because it's like the mustak and kli, or in certain cases, maybe even mikareya also. So tearing open bags and those type of things with the chara would be the same thing. So here's the sif, which really opens up the sugya about the issue of tearing open bags and Shabbos. So. Well, we'll see a little more in the next sif, and then we'll talk about it. But here's the place to talk about it. Sif Yudal. Let's see Sif Yudal.
Ziplocs are a problem because they're made to be untied and tied back.
Right. Ziplocs, it's not a real seal. It's not a. Or alternatively, it's made to open and shut. It's like opening a door. Gamadabik Nioris. Oros. A person glues together papers or hides the curlin shall cipher him with the sofer's glue. Okay, I suppose something else along those lines. Hereza told us tofer v'chai. So the Rambam says that's considered a derivative of the malacha of tofer, which was sewing. This isn't sewing, it's gluing, but it's a told of tofer and it's going to be chai. Therefore, v'chenem afarik neyoros, the vukim. Person separates letters which are attached to each other, or oros devukim, or hides which are attached to each other. If he separates it apart from each other, the it wasn't only negative, there was some beneficial act out of what he was doing. Hereza told us, Kareya v'chayv. So that's considered a derivative of Kareya, and it's going to be chayv. See, there's a told of teifer, he attaches to each other, or it's a told of Kareya when he takes them apart. Okay. Membes. The Reza told us Teufer. Occasionally glues them together. It's considered a derivative of Teufer. Mistabra, the Shura Gamken is Kemoba Teufer. Now, if it's a Tolda Schaiv de Reisa. So if it's Schaiv de Reisa, it means there's a Shear. So Teufer has a shear. Now the question is, does this derivative of Teufer have the same shear? What's the shear of Teufer? So we said before, the Hanuk shear based Tfiras the Chiyuv. So we said before that the case of Teufer to be Chayiv is he does a stitch in and a stitch out. Goes in and out. That's chayiv if it's going to remain such, i.e. he tied off the ends. And if it's not, if he didn't tie off the ends, it only, he does in, out, and in. He does three stitches. Is he chayiv? So the shear to be chayiv by tefer is based tefiras. So now the question is, Mishabura says, well, if this is a derivative of tefer, it should have the same shear also. So a person glues together two pieces of paper, he has to glue together at least two stitches worth. Now the problem is that's not a very clear shear, because two stitches, when you're actually sewing, so you can say, well, how big a stitch? As big as the stitches you make it, because that for you, that's the stitch that you're working with, that's called two stitches. But now there's nobody stitching over here, they're using glue. So how do you measure two stitches? How big of a stitch are we talking about? You know, there's always two stitches which you can fit there, and it's microscopic. You know, people, you know, do these very, very fine embroidery, and whatever it is, they do very, very minuscule stitches. You can do two of them in this space.
What is a stitch?
And the Mishabura Pashas reads, going in is a stitch, and then coming out is another stitch.
So just putting the needle through one time?
Put the needle through and come back around again, out again.
And there's a knot at the end, or not necessarily?
No, so we said, if it's only two stitches, then you need a knot at both ends to hold. If it's three stitches...
Well, this is one, two...
And then three. So there it's going to hold even without a knot.
Two to be chayiv, you need a knot.
Two to be chayiv, you need two knots.
So basically, each stitch is one hole, in essence. When we say one stitch, we mean the needle having gone through, having created one hole.
Right, correct. Okay. So the Mishabura says the shear is like teifer. So pashas he means like two, you know, average size letters, average size stitches. Teifer. So that's also being sent to the Vir Locha for us, what the shear is. Okay. Now, so Kut Mem Gimel, Bilvad, his attempt wasn't only from negative. Elab Shilay, as well as he had some positive benefit. Ashlan is Kabin Bezek, Ladapkim Oid Beyoser. Even though when he tore them apart, he had no intent to glue them back again. So it was a kareya, not amanas, lit for. And you know, we discussed this already a few times, that the malach, even the case in the Mishkan was that he did kareya with the intent of re-sewing it, or he did not intend to re-sew it. I don't care. El Bishlei is a tikkun. As long as it's not makalko, it's not negative, has a beneficial reason, even though the reason might not be re-sewing it, might be some other usage, but that doesn't make a difference. As long as it's not lakalko, it's for some beneficial reason, that's enough to be chayv. If the person instead, however, had intent to be makalko, so that's like any one of the malachas, the malach is that makalko is potter, but it's also lakalko. Yeah. Pulling it apart, raises a tallis kareya. Koshkin be kareya be begged, be mokam atfira leza to elis the chayiv. So, if tearing apart these two pieces of paper, which are glued to each other, because gluing together is a derivative of sewing, so taking them apart is a derivative of kareya. Now, this has tremendous applications. According to this case of the Machabra, so a person has the backing on a band aid, it's two pieces of paper held together with two items held together with a glue. There's two, one a paper and one a cloth being held together. So that it would be they're glued together. So tearing them apart is the malach of kareya. So how do you open up bandages and shops? You have the tabs on diapers. Nowadays, most of them I think are Velcro, but it comes that it's folded back upon itself, it's sticky, and it's a semi type of paper, and it's attached to a semi type of paper. Um, So opening them up, lachar should be kareya. So the only eitzah, or a few eitzahs, but one eitzah which on this halacha to address it was we discussed before. Remember in Shin Yud Zayin that the same way in the halacha of kosher and matir, there is a heter if it's done for temporary, very temporary usage, less than 24 hours, or possibly less than a week, but less than 24 hours, it's not considered kosher, and if it's not considered matir, you take it apart. The question was, does that idea spill over to also to teifer and kareya, the same way it applies to kosher and matir? Same way knotting and unknotting, a non-permanent, totally non-permanent knot is not usur. The rice are for sure not, maybe not even the rabbanon in certain cases. So maybe when it comes to the melacha of teifer, of sewing for a temporary connection, and then will not be considered malacha of sewing it on Shabbos, and then for taking it apart is not called the malacha of Kareya. But the shear for that is 24 hours. So that's why if you have these, instead of a Velcro, you have like a sticky type of a tape which holds the two sides of the diapers together. Theoretically, according to this, the best thing to do would be to open up those tabs before Shabbos. And even if you glue them back together again, now it'll be less than 24 hours since when you glued it together, or when you let it stick together. Less than 24 hours, so you don't have a problem of... you'll be semich on that remor. There's no loch of tarfa in that situation. Even though there's a steer, but we saw a steer earlier in Simon Shin Mem, that there is a malacha of tarfer lizman, that tarfer applies even if it's for a limited time. So that would be the solution for that. That'll be the solution now. So the next question is, it doesn't help me to open up a Band-Aid, because the Band-Aid... You don't want to open it beforehand because then you have a problem with sterility. And it was made in the factory with intent to sit on the shelf in the store, or in the store, in the warehouse, and B, in the storage area. So A, you have the warehouse of the manufacturer, and it goes there for who knows how long, and then it goes to the purchaser. So CVS has their gigantic warehouse where they store it. And then 6 months later, they pull it out and stick it on the shelf. Then it sits in the box on the shelf. Then it comes to your house and sits in the box in your house. So it's definitely, much more permanent. So how in the world do you open that thing up? So I think we discussed this once. I'm not sure if we did or not. There's a riot in a place where even if a person put it together with intent to leave it for a long period of time, it really doesn't mind if it comes apart earlier. Be happy we got comes out earlier. It means the company would really love that they can really sell you every single band that they had, and you should use them all up today and come back for more tomorrow. They'd be very happy that you should rip it open, every single one, within 24 hours, use them all up, and they'd be sell you more tomorrow. So their nichole, that it should be taken apart earlier, that's still called temporary. And that's the angle of that heter. Which theoretically would address your potato chip bag also. They'd be very happy that you should rip this thing to shreds and use it all up. But over there, the Korea is so. The Maisa, I think Rosh Hashanah says that what he suggests is if you do it there, kilkel. So it's not a derisa. You do it in the plastic itself as opposed to the top, so you have the shulchan aruch harav. And you by making it there kilkel, you have to immediately remove the contents. It shouldn't function that it's holding the item anymore. So there's no tikkun on either side of the item. Maybe it's malchus and seal the gufa. It's makalkel, and you combine all the things together. So we're makel. There is actually a source which we had before, if you remember, in Siman Kufya Dalet. There was a Tosefta that the Magen Avraham quoted, which the Mishnah Berurah followed the Magen Avraham. In case you had a leather skin over the top of the barrel, and you wanted to cut through the skin to get the contents. So that's an explicit tosefta that that's mutter. So some say, Rashi says in the Mishnah basically that idea, that the case of Mishnah was breaking a chavis, but it's the same idea, is it's derech kilkul. So normally kilkul alone is not matter, it's derech kilkul together with the purpose of achila, maybe some other heterim, why it's not malacha. You combine it together, you say it's mutter. So these things are mutter, the tzarech achila. So it's a total of grass, a koshkin of a person with tear on the bag in the place where they're sewn together, that's definitely chayv. So total of and he's chayv. Memhei. But it's only if it was done to last for a period of time. Two pages got stuck together because of some wax dripped. They used to use wax candles to read by. So some wax could drip and stick the two pages together. Or when they were binding the book, they were tying it together, so the pages got stuck together. Because there was no intent that they should be combined together, you can't call that a kiyum. It's a whole thing that shouldn't exist. If lunas l'kiyum is not chayiv, koshkan hecha the nasim and meila below miskav, and it just happened by itself. It wasn't what you intended. Like we had before, if a person can't untie a knot, if a person trying to, let's say, untie a shoe and pulls the wrong thing, ends up making this major knot. So we said before, you're allowed to take it apart because it's not made lekiyum. So if it's not toifer, if it happened by itself, it's not toifer. Therefore, it's not correct taking it apart. But in neither if it's the place where they get glued together was a place where there's letters, you can't take it apart because you're going to rip the letters. Now, sometimes you get a safer, new safer, and two of the pages, the cutting, which cut the machine, the paper of the safer, didn't open up these two pages, because when they make a safer, they do it on large sheets, and they fold. So those large sheets can be four pages worth on one sheet, and they have to cut them. You know, so when you fold them over, there's a loop over there which is attached. So cutting open that loop on Shabbos, yesh mezechiyuvo, it's a chiyuv deraisa, and therefore a filayere and Yehudi is also. You can't have a goy do it for you either. A person whose clothing got stuck on kotzim on thorns. It got all it caught in the thorns. So what's the problem? The problem is the car. You're tearing the garment when you take the thorns out. So my frisha betzina ubanach. As we tell you, do it. You can't do it. Shouldn't do it publicly. People will draw wrong conclusions. You should do it slowly. Shalom yikre in order that it shouldn't tear. And then if it's not definitely going to tear, even if it does tear, it was Dabar Shein Miskav, and it's not a Psik Reisha. Mim Nikra, Nikra, if it tears, it tears. Chemut Alubash Begadim Chadosh. Mim Nikra, Nikra, sometimes you have a new garment, maybe there's a place where some yarn is attached to each other, etc. Well, you put it on, so if it tears, it tears, it's not your responsibility. Shein Miskav, the Kriya, you have no intent for Kriya. Now, Psiyas Poitzim Egoizim Bematlis, you want to take a cloth, fill it up with nuts, you know, sort of seal down the cloth, and then go at it with a hammer to crack open all the nuts. But meanwhile, while you're doing that, these sharp little pieces of the shells of the nuts are going to rip the clothing. Parts of the girdle of the matlas, she allowed to bang them open with a matlas with a shmata. Hanu shemak al matlas kedei the shabram. You're banging on the outside of the the rag. We're not worried about the possibility that it might tear. Because Rashi says it's not enough lit for it's not a deraisa. So they weren't geizer in this case that maybe they might come to that. Okay. That's the end of Siman Shin Mem. Let's hold it here.